The coronavirus has impacted all of us in many ways, and in these tumultuous times, we must all pull together. I spoke with Josh Jensen, president and CEO of Aging Matters in Brevard. You may have heard of their Meals on Wheels program. Aging Matters provides a wealth of services to our seniors. I asked Josh how this pandemic has affected the services they provide.
We've had a significant disruption in our senior at lunch sites because the Parks and Rec has closed the buildings. So what we are doing short term is typically it's a buffet style meal at the senior at lunch sites, and we're packaging them up like our Meals on Wheels sites and handing them out in the parking lots of our senior at lunch sites. The long-term plan is to provide 2-week packs of shelf-stable food to the senior at lunch clients, and then they can pick those up at the senior at lunch sites. And the clients that take the bus to the sites, we are finding ways to deliver to their homes.
And how about the ones that get the meals delivered? Are you still able to deliver to them?
As of today, we're still delivering meals. The only significant disruption of our volunteers not wanting to deliver in the northern part of the county, and we're addressing that. Long term, we are planning on the same strategy as the senior at lunch sites, where we're going to be ordering 2-week supplies of shelf stable meals to provide to the clients.
Are you still accepting volunteers, or do you still need volunteers?
Absolutely. We always need volunteers, and especially in the northern part of the county where our volunteers are dropping off a little bit, we could use help. We put a plea out on social media last night and we had a good response, but we could always use more.
Financial donations are always accepted.
Yeah, we have a donate now button on our website, which is agingmattersbrevard.org.
Have you heard from an influx of new people who seem to be more homebound now that they're suggesting social isolation?
We haven't seen a huge spike yet. And in our home care program, we've had several clients request we do not come because they don't want outsiders in their homes.
Right. Certainly uncharted territory and trying to make the best of a not good situation.
We're in daily contact with the Florida Department of Elder Affairs and the state of Florida to test the current situations and get the best guidance on how to move forward each day.
Are there any of your other programs that have been impacted?
We have closed the Sunflower House, which is in Merritt Square Mall. Mm-hmm. We provide a lot of classes and different things there, and just in the best interest of our volunteers and our clients that come there, we decided it was best interest to close it for now. Our home care program is still providing services as we can. Our senior transportation is still operational. And so other than that, there's only been kind of more changes to our programs.
We definitely can see the need is great, and we don't anticipate any less government support, but the need is increasing. Individual support is
Absolutely. Much
appreciated.
Very much so. People's times, talents, and obviously the financial donations are greatly needed. For obvious reasons, we canceled our signature fundraiser Passport to Wine. That's a large source of revenue for us.
And are you planning on rescheduling it?
No. It is scheduled for April 17th, 2021. I just want to reiterate the fact that the senior at lunch sites, the buildings are closed, but we are providing meals to our clients at those sites. There was a little bit of confusion about that earlier in the week, and we are continuing Meals on Wheels as usual. We instructed the Meals on Wheels volunteer drivers some new methods to deliver the meals to avoid physical contact with the clients, and we're continuing to move forward as long as we can.
How many Meals on Wheels clients do you deliver every day?
We average about 600 meals a day, and there's about 300 clients that attend our senior at lunch sites on average.
Significant amount of people.
Trying times right now.
That was Josh Jensen, president and CEO of Aging Matters in Brevard. If you would like to find out more about services they provide, volunteer opportunities, or make a donation, on the web, agingmattersbrevard.org.